Well, I'm not lying. This politically correct business is getting a little out of hand, but it's nothing new. I've got a little blog I found on my site, Ron Spomer Outdoors, that I read or wrote many, many years ago. And I read it and went, wow, that's politically correct stuff has been going on for a while. So I thought I would read it again to remind us all of how political opinion, public opinion, can really have an impact on our wildlife populations and our rights to hunt them sustainably under proper management. So this is all about mountain lions and someone that I think lost his job because of hunting one. Let's just check it out. From Ron Spomer Outdoors blog site, Politically Correct Mountain Lion Madness. Bet you can guess which state this is going to be in. Mountain lion madness is loose in the Golden Bear State. If you've ever wondered what it would be like to live under the jurisdiction of an official government religion, check out the state legislature in laid-back, tolerant California. According to a recent article by Marissa Lagos in the San Francisco Chronicle, 40 lawmakers and Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom called for the resignation of California's Fish and Game Commission President Daniel Richards, saying his actions showed he is not fit to lead the commission because he does not represent Californians' belief that mountain lions should not be hunted. In a March 3rd article in the Washington Post National online newspaper, Newsom questioned the wisdom of having a hunter as the head of an agency responsible for natural resources. Never mind that hunters largely fund the Fish and Game Department through license fees and excise taxes paid on firearms and ammunition. Never mind that hunters stopped market gunning and insisted on closed seasons and bag limits to maintain wildlife populations. Never mind that hunters lobbied and paid for reintroductions of numerous species. Forget that hunters have protected millions of acres of wildlife habitat from destruction and development. The impetus behind this politically correct attack came after Richards, as a free citizen of the United States of America and on his own time, journeyed to Idaho to indulge in a legal, ethical, fair chase hunt for a free-ranging Idaho mountain lion. He killed a large male lion, he ate some of its flesh while still in Idaho, and one assumes he preserved its skull and hide. Predictably, Californian animal rights activists went ballistic and began calling for him to be canceled. One expects such attacks from PETA, HSUS, and similar radical anti-hunting factions. What's deeply disturbing here is that elected officials in California now think that they have the power to dictate what other citizens may do. Or are they perhaps thinking that they can make California laws applicable in other states? Let's suppose that Richards had gone to North Dakota and smoked a cigarette in a small town restaurant. Would not the California legislature need to ask for his resignation because smoking is not legal in Californian restaurants? This creeping Big Brother sentiment inherent in this situation is just the latest in a long line of insidious infringements on personal freedom that should frighten every hunter, every fisherman, farmer, dog owner, carnivore, and freedom-loving citizen of the United States. It more than hints at how fragile our liberties have become in the face of political correctness and the morals police. It dramatizes how quickly and brazenly religious fanatics, through intimidation, harassment, threats, and tyranny of the masses, are willing to deny any and all non-believers their rights. He does not represent Californians' beliefs. The state will now dictate what we are to believe. Didn't a certain number of pilgrims once sail away from England and France because they were being persecuted for not agreeing with those governments? Did not a few rabble-rousers named Washington, Franklin, Adams, Jefferson, and others go to war because they did not want to represent King George's beliefs? Did they not establish a new nation conceived in liberty? Or were they dedicated to the proposition that all men shall bow to the tyranny of state-sanctioned beliefs? I don't know what is more appalling about this situation, that freely elected state government legislators imagine they have the right to control others, or that voters are willing to let them. Ooh, I got off on that one. And I'm telling you, this was many years ago, probably 6, 7, maybe even longer than that. Yeah, 10 years ago. Ooh. And things are still running along that same track. But this is one of the problems when we've said this for many, many decades, when you allow the public to try to manage wildlife, it causes problems because it's all done emotionally. We have science, biology, good facts to support what we do. And since the early 20th century, sportsmen, hunters who shut down market hunting and overuse of all resources established systems that work. And that's why we brought back turkeys and Canada geese and elk and pronghorn and peregrine falcons and bald eagles and mountain lions and now wolves. Grizzly bears are increasing and expanding their range. Black bears are, cougars are showing up as far east as Connecticut. We've done a beautiful job of managing it through science and rational thinking. And we want to throw it all away to state legislatures and politicians. And we all know what kind of a job those folks do. And they're never held responsible, no matter what sort of law they pass and how they screw things up. Oh, well, maybe we'll try something else later. And no one is held responsible. So do we want to turn over wildlife management from people who believe whatever the governor of whatever state it is wants them to believe? I don't think so. I would like to stick with independent fish and game agencies that are run on basic science, good sound foundation of scientific research, and proven tactics that have worked for decades and decades and can continue to work if we just allow it. This idea of having a wildlife management by popular opinion is pretty frightening stuff. And when you start canceling people, firing them from their jobs when they're doing the right thing, what the science indicates is should be done, and conducting themselves in a legal manner in another state, I mean, the whole thing is just absurd. So I don't know. I have a hunch my listeners are going to agree with me. But if you don't, I would love it for you to write in and let me know where I'm off track on this one. Because this is, I think, a really important issue that we all need to get behind. This crazy idea that we can cancel people because they don't believe exactly as we do about various things in life. As long as it doesn't infringe on individual rights as outlined in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and it's not illegal, I don't think we need to be forcing everybody to believe the same religion that we do. Hey, this is Ron Spomer sticking his neck out on Ron Spomer Outdoors. I invite you to subscribe to this YouTube channel if you like it. Check us out on the podcasts. And you can also see us on Ron Spomer Outdoors, our regular YouTube channel where we cover hunting and fishing and guns and lots of fun stuff, not political stuff. Until next time, this is Ron Spomer griping as I often do. See you next time. Hunt honest and shoot straight.